Walt Tapatula Road Rage. You know, Ramona, in some ways, this is a sad day.
How come?
At least in one way. A very sad day. It's 35 years since the death of Joe Delaney. For those of you who don't know, and Mike Florio did a nice piece on pro football, remembering Joe Delaney. Joe Delaney was a young, hyper-talented running back for the Kansas City Chiefs 35 years ago. He was 24 years old. He had just come off a 1,200-yard season. He looked like he could be one of the great backs of all time. This from the Kansas City Star. When the call came over his radio about possible drownings in Chenal Park the afternoon of June 29th, 1983, Marvin Dearman of the Monroe Police was patrolling his zone maybe 7 miles from Louisiana Park in the fateful pond by the Critters Creek waterslide. Critters Creek, Dearman repeated over the phone last week. As he said it, you could practically feel Dearman shaking his head with lament over all that had conspired there to take the lives of two children and Joe Delaney. Delaney, a 24-year-old budding star running back with the Chiefs, had scrambled into the water to try and save the two boys and, most believe, rescued the third. To this day, Dearman isn't sure what to make of the conflicting versions of how the third boy, LaMarcus Holland, managed to survive. But he knows this. Joe Delaney lost his life trying to save the drowning children that he didn't know. And Joe Delaney couldn't swim.
Wow.
Near as anyone could remember, he'd never even gone in any body of water. From any vantage point or distance, this is still an unbearable story. A juxtaposition of pureness of heart and cruel reality. Imagine how it might feel at the most intimate distance to have been the one who pulled Delaney from the water. Let me tell you what somebody taught me a long time ago, said Dearman, 66, who worked with the department 71 to 2002 and now manages Kilpatrick's Serenity Garden Cemetery. In the police department, you deal with death all the time, and some of it's not very pretty. So you never look them in the eye. And if you look them in the eye, you've made a connection. So when you do something like that, you just don't look them in the eye. Dearman didn't look Delaney in the eye that day, but this still became a connection. One forever emblazoned in his mind. I kind of think of it, Dearman said, as the experience that never ends. While Dearman was among those desperate to keep Delaney alive, Phil Kloster of Lee's Summit remains among those impassioned about keeping alive the memory of Delaney, who wore number 37 for the Chiefs in 1981 and 82 and was the AFC Rookie of the Year. Never mind that Monday will mark a random sort of anniversary of his death 32 years. Forget that the 37 Forever Foundation that Kloster helped found and fleetingly provided swimming lessons for inner-city children in Kansas City dissolved a decade ago, having lost momentum when Delaney was inducted into the Chiefs Ring of Honor in 2004 and when few beyond the Earnest Group seemed engaged in the cause. To Kloster and surely many of the others who were involved, and really anyone who has the slightest notion of Joe Delaney, the spirit of Delaney bears mention always and forever. It lives on, of course, in his family, his widow, Carolyn, the three young girls. Carolyn never remarried. She'd tell friends she never got past Joe. The three girls graduated from college and went on to careers in medicine. More family trauma, alas, lay ahead. Oldest daughter Tamika's husband, Rodney, died in a shooting. Joe's sister, Alma, lost a son in another drowning accident. Delaney's legacy, though, hardly could be articulated with more elegance than the words of scripture that adorn his remote gravesite at the Hawkins Cemetery in Bossier Parish. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for another. Think about the courage of a young man who had already jetted to the top of his profession. NFL Rookie of the Year, 1,200-yard rusher, 24 years old, being celebrated all throughout football, talked about, he was the guy. Joe Delaney saw three children drowning. Joe Delaney knew he couldn't swim. Joe Delaney ran into that water to try and save those kids. Mike Florio writes, June 29th, 1983, that's the day Chiefs running back Joe Delaney saw three children drowning and he jumped in to save them, even though Joe couldn't swim. It happened 35 years ago today. Joe Delaney would be 59. He died at 24, giving his life in an effort to save a trio of young strangers, one of whom survived. I can't swim good, Delaney said as he rushed into the water, but I've got to save those kids. Truth is, he couldn't swim at all. As the other article detailed, he had never even been near water. You know, I've told this story before, and I get a lot of people on the text line right now are saying things like, with all these athletes today doing wrong, might want to read the story you just read about Delaney. Wow, man, what a hero. A story I'd never heard until now. Thank you. You know, we've told this story before. I try and remember it every year. I need to do better than try. You know, the word hero is thrown around a lot, frequently for things that really aren't very heroic at all. This guy was a hero. He saved one life. But even if he had failed, even if he had been unable to save any of these three children, what does it say about the essence of a man who, knowing he cannot swim, runs headlong into deep water to try and save three kids? Salute, Joe Delaney. Pretty special stuff. And you can find him trending, and you can read the stories for yourself. It's worth remembering. It's worth remembering every year. You know, it's like the texter just said. At times, we seem like we are swamped, inundated in a world that's governed by Jameis Winstons. And maybe it's perception. Maybe it's that there's just more media, more cameras, more coverage of the negative today than ever before. Maybe it's simply a numbers game. Maybe all that's true. But I'd like to believe that for every Jameis Winston, that there's a Joe Delaney somewhere. Maybe there are more than we realize, and they just haven't had the opportunity. Maybe they've not been put in that situation. Maybe there are others who would do the same thing. But 35 years ago, Joe Delaney acted. He acted when he could have froze. When he could have acknowledged that he couldn't swim. And what could he really do to help those kids anyway? But Delaney didn't care. And I know that sometimes when we hear about these, the negativity every single day, and we hear about these stories, and
I got people off the air just want to thank you for bringing it up.
Well, it's that's kind of them, but you know, we hear these stories of these evil Larry Nassar types and these bad guys like Jameis Winston, and we think that that's all there is. Well, it's not all there is. There's more than that. Thirty-five years ago, there was Joe Delaney. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stay true to all the original recipes. They added some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese. Nobody does it like Tom's. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. If that sauce sounds great, it tastes even better than it sounds. It's incredible. I'd encourage you to get to Tom's Barbecue. Tom smokes their wings. They have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of the 8 sauces that they have. They also have fresh sides and desserts like the legendary banana pudding, which is just incredible. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. They're at the corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. I'd encourage you to go there, get there this weekend, call them. Again, for any of your get-togethers, catering, tailgating, by all means, call Tom's. Tell them I sent you. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. It's Tom's Barbecue. We'll take a quick break. Walt Diptula Road Rage. I'll be right back.
There are a lot of restaurants who talk about flavor, but real flavor takes practice. And here at Bojangles, we've been perfecting our one-of-a-kind recipes for 40 years.
Head to Bojangles and get 2 Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's the Sea-Doo ready-to-ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Gold's Gym. Now through this Saturday, pay only $4 for your first month. That's right, only $4 for a fitness experience that's more than just a membership. Declare your dedication to fitness and start your journey to a healthier, stronger you today. Experience change with Gold's Gym. With select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/July4 to join today.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's RateBeat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's RateBeat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, Great WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We've seen a lot of calls off air about the Joe Delaney thing. I appreciate it. Well, apparently, one gentleman lived through that, right? We want to have familiarity with the creek and everything. And,
yes.
And he was apparently pretty devastated from what Ramona tells me and very, very emotional about it. Trust me, I understand that. I just think if you know anything about Joe Delaney or that story, you know, you can't recount it without feeling the pain of it. You know, and some of these guys today, you know, the one thing I will say, Ron, in my trending column on Twitter, the only good news for me is that, and as sad as it is that I look over there and I see that piece of crap, Larry Nassar, in my column, but at the very least, I take comfort from seeing Joe Delaney right next to him.
Yeah, some counterpart.
Yeah, like the human counterpoint to the evil that Larry Nassar was the brilliance and the humanity of Joe Delaney. Dabba Sweeney's burner account writes, just want to thank Tim Tillis Rage for sharing the story of Chiefs running back Joe Delaney, a true hero who died 35 years ago today to save three kids from drowning, knowing that he couldn't swim himself. Which is the most amazing part of the whole thing. You know, Joe Delaney entered that water . Look, the truth is, Joe Delaney entered that water knowing he wasn't coming out. Think that over. Clemson Dad on the Northland Communication phone lines. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good. How are you, Deptula?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Record time getting in today. As far as being on hold.
Oh, well, I don't know.
For me, I appreciate it. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Today, Tiger shot -5. What do you think? You think he's got a chance to win this weekend?
No. I think it's laughable. I think that Lucy pulls the football on Charlie Brown. You know how that ends? It ends the same way every single time. Lucy pulls the football on Charlie Brown. There are a whole bunch of Charlie Browns around. They all wear Tiger Woods on their sleeve and all believe in fantasies and fairy tales. But trust me, Lucy will be pulling the football from all those people again. But just to be clear, I have never said that he wouldn't win lesser tournaments. Never. I have said my contention all along was that he would never win a major. And I, you know, for a long time, I granted that he would win Augusta one more time. But even that's out. He will never win another major. It's not going to happen. I don't care what he does with his putter. It's all charade. It's all fantasy. It's all fairy tale. It's over. It's been over for a decade. And the fact that people can't see that is actually, it's sort of pathetic and it's embarrassing in a way.
Well, I understand. I appreciate your opinion. Changing subjects to Vince McMahon, I read an article where he's going to invest $500 million in the XFL. Do you have any thoughts on what's going to happen with the XFL? Is it going to be successful or not?
I think Vince McMahon's a bit of an A clown. I think he has a niche and he should stick to his niche. This guy throws money at things without having any real plan and the funny part is he's really good at what he does. I mean, with the whole wrestling thing from the very beginning, he's been a master promoter. Which is why you thought maybe the first go around when he had a TV deal and he had one of the highest ranking and most highly regarded people in all of television as a partner, you would have thought that if he was ever going to be able to make a go of it, it was then. I don't think he has any capacity to make a go of it now. I would be stunned if he found success.
Right. So you don't see that as like a filler league for the NFL?
No, I think the other league that is being born will be the league that winds up being a founder stock league for the National Football League.
All right. I saw where LeBron opted out of his contract today. What do you think that means? Obviously, is he out?
Well, it doesn't mean anything. He's opted out of deals before. It didn't mean anything. But I think in this particular case, look, one of his best friends who tweeted before, back when LeBron went to Cleveland, was offering some tweets back then that suggested, that hinted LeBron was going to Cleveland. Well, he's tweeting now that, again, sort of these cryptic tweets, but it's not very veiled. It's pretty clear that LeBron is going to LA. So I think the question is, who's going with him? He's going to LA. That's a given now. The question is, okay, who is going with them? Is Kawhi going with them? Is Paul George going with them? Are both guys going with them? Is just one of them going with them? Is none of them going with them? I don't know. But he is clearly, he and Magic Johnson, I think, are trying to pull this dream team together and get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to go to L.A. with them and see what they can do.
I hear you. Last question, and I'll listen to your comments off the air. Saquon Barkley for the Giants this year, do you think he's going to be a big difference maker? And I'll listen to that off the air.
Thank you, Clemson Dan. I think Saquon Barkley is very talented, but I don't think he's ever going to be as good a runner as people think. And this is coming from a guy who first identified him. You know, I put him on my running back list years ago and people didn't even know who he was. And I said he was collegially, he was better than Zeke Elliott then. But as a pro runner, I actually think Elliott is better. Barkley tries to bounce everything outside, and I think he's going to need to learn that he's going to have to run between the tackles in the National Football League. You can't bounce everything to the perimeter because of the speed of the players. And so I think he's going to have some adjustments. He can catch the ball. He's very versatile, and I'm going to be interested to see how the Giants utilize him. But I'm not sure he's ever going to be a 20-carry-a-game between-the-tackles type of runner. So as long as you understand what you're getting, you know, I think you're okay. Let me get to Leon and Anderson. Leon, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, Leon. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, when my day was going pretty good, Walt, you talked about Joe Delaney and all that stuff. Oh man, that's just heart wrenching.
It is. It is. It's.
Yeah, it's I know you've talked about it before, and you know I remember. I mean, I was just like a sophomore. I think I was a sophomore in high school then, back in '83, somewhere in there, whenever he died. And you know, you actually forget that he actually drowned like that, yep, trying to save those kids. But with what's happening now in the news and society, like you said, with that guy molesting those kids, and then like that dude shooting up the paper plates and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you it put things into more perspective. That what are we doing? I mean, it's just sad that a man. Well, when you think about it, a man that had all that prominence and you know money ahead of him and fame and fortune, and then he just said, you know I can't swim, but you know what? I'm going to give it all up just to try to see if I can save these kids. And, I mean, that's what God set this thing about when he walked the earth. You know, he put it in perspective that we should look at mankind and do what we can to help each other, you know?
Yep, you're 100% right, Leon. And I appreciate you taking the time to bring all that up. You're exactly right. And you know, and this is why we sort of have to stop and remember these people who do these type of heroic things, especially when they're in the field of sports, because again, we are bombarded. Sometimes it just seems endless, the negative stories from like every side. And again, I think part of it is we have more cameras and more media than ever before, but at times it just seems like, you know, you just want to say, you want to scream enough. And then you remember that, you know, in this world, there are also these people like Joe Delaney and maybe there are more of them than we know, but it's important, I think, to stop and recognize a guy like this.
Well, I appreciate it, Walton. Good job on what you were doing. I always like to sit and listen to you on my, you know, my way home from work or whatever I'm doing. So that was an awesome piece that you did today. So I hope you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Liam. Very kind of you. Appreciate that. Yeah, you know, Ramona, it's like I said, you know, we seem like we get swamped. We do. We seem like, you know, and it's a balance that you have to strike when you're in my position. But, you know, this is what's in the news. You know, it's just the way it is.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about the news.
Right. It's Jameis Winston. It's Larry Nassar. These people are in the news. You know, it's, and as I said, I think at times it seems like almost overwhelming, but you have to remember that there are still a lot of good people. There are still, you know, for every one of these guys, there are still a lot of good people. And there may be a lot of other potential Joe Delaney's out there who just haven't been put in that unfortunate situation that Joe Delaney was put in. But you don't know. You know, you just don't know. But I think it is vital that, you know, once a year on the anniversary of the death of a man like that, again, on top of the world, you know, he had children. Think about his situation. He had a wife and young children. He was 24 years old. He has just been named NFL Rookie of the Year. He was literally on top of the world. He was an incredible talent. He was going to do great things. He was going to the Hall of Fame. He was going to be regarded as one of the great runners who ever played. This is who he was. He had a wife and his own children, three young children, to go home to. And still, he had to try. Still. He knew all that, and he had to try. He couldn't just turn his back and watch someone else's children drown. You know, in all honesty, when I think of this story and remember all of the details of it and relive it, it makes me dislike people like Jameis Winston and Larry Nassar and all these people that much more.
I know.
You know, it brings the, you know, the what the hell is wrong with you, you know?
Right. That's what Leon was saying.
I don't know. I just do not know. There are just times that you just wonder. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. It's Urban Nirvana. It's just a special place. You know, Daredevil bought his wife a gift certificate. They went over together. They just loved it. You'll love it too. It's Urban Nirvana. Again, you also have the salon. Think about the people who do things for you in your life. You know, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, and massages are not just for ladies anymore, fellas. But think about the people who do things for you. You don't need a special occasion to give someone a gift. If someone in your life is doing things for you every day, then now's a perfect time to give the gift of Urban Nirvana. You just go to, here's the best part. For you, the giver, all you do is go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate, and you're done. You don't have to fight traffic or crowds. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Your recipient is going to love you. Not that that's why you give gifts, but it's can't hurt. UrbanNirvana.com, UrbanNirvana.com. Do it today. I promise you will thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627. I'm going to turn our attention to more football talk. You know, here's a question I asked on Twitter, though, this morning, which was, who would you rather have? Would you rather have Kawhi Leonard, or would you rather have LeBron James? Which of those two players would you rather have? And again, my assumption concerning Kawhi Leonard is that you're not getting the Kawhi Leonard that we saw this past year. The guy who had some sort of injury, had some sort of rift with the Spurs. My assumption is you're getting the Kawhi Leonard we've seen every year previous to this. And I think, given that this is his one issue, that we have to grant that. So Texas is both. Yeah, again, look, it's perfectly conceivable that this winds up being a moot point and they're both playing together. Although it's now being said, reported in places, that the Celtics are willing to offer Kyrie Irving for Kawhi Leonard. I am surprised at that. First of all, I thought both those guys, from what I had read previously, were great friends. And so I assume that keeping Kyrie Irving was going to be part of any plan to add Kawhi Leonard. But there are some reports out there that say no. But in terms of, if you can only have one of them, who would you rather have? Would you rather have Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James moving forward? I would take Kawhi Leonard. Because Kawhi Leonard is 6 or 7 years younger than LeBron James. Now, again, it may wind up a moot point if we wind up with LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard in L.A. Texter saying 100% agree, Kawhi Leonard. Texter says, 803 says, 100%, I think Kawhi can defend and shut down LeBron. I'd take Leonard. Next Texter as well, Kawhi Leonard. See, I think you have to. I think given the fact that if you take last year and cast it aside and consider it an aberration, going into the year, I mean, I think the conventional belief was that the three best players on the planet were LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Kevin Durant, and that the difference amongst them wasn't that significant. And again, Kawhi Leonard, a much better defensive player than LeBron James. I'm getting people, every one of them, Ramona, saying Kawhi Leonard all day long. See, I think that's right. You know, look, if they were the same age, you'd take LeBron James, but they're not.
No, I would think they're younger.
Right,
he's
not
younger.
The 6 or 7 years, to me, makes all the difference in the world. So this summer of LeBron, I think, is more like a summer of Kawhi, unless they all wind up in the same place. And then the other question is this, and I realize we're late. The other question is this. If LeBron James reconstructs one of these all-star teams in L.A. and manages to get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to L.A., then what do you think about LeBron James? Kevin Durant took a lot of heat going to Golden State. LeBron James had taken heat previously for his moves. If he tries it all again, and this time it's Kawhi Leonard and Paul George joining him, are we going to value any championships he wins, assuming he wins any? Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. I'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res, because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hendrick Honda Easley has brand new and pre-owned certified Hondas with great Honda financing available. Being the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate gives them great leverage over all other competition, and this means the best finance opportunities on new and pre-owned certified Hondas. Experience a world-class service of Hendrick Honda Easley in person at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway Easley or online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture, and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has enhanced the fireworks show and has moved to a new larger location on 18 Mile Road in Central. This year's expanded event will be on Tuesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Admission is just $10 per car or $5 per individual. Remember, Clemson Fest on July 3rd will be held at our new location at 1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Ready SC, in cooperation with DHL Supply Chain, is currently seeking forklift drivers for its distribution center in Woodruff. DHL Supply Chain is hosting a job fair offering on-the-spot interviews on July 6th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Spartanburg Community College, Tiger River Campus. Go to www.workfordhl.com for more information and to apply prior to the job fair. Or text DHL Jobs to 31996. Text DHL Jobs to 31996 now. Start your new career with DHL by attending the job fair from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on July 6th. DHL Supply Chain is an equal opportunity employer.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath, runs the all-time loser headlong to his death.
Walt Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this Debbie Van Horn woman, she was charged as well in this Nassar deal. DA says there's no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by Bella and Martha Caroli. You know, how can that be? I just don't understand how that can be. Texas authorities announced sexual assault charges Friday against disgraced gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar, who is already locked up for the rest of his life, and a trainer he worked with at the ranch. So you have a woman trainer who is now facing charges as well. So
somebody else along with them.
Yeah.
Great.
But prosecutors said there was no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Carollis, and the statutes of limitation prevented them from charging USA Gymnastics officials who didn't immediately report suspected abuse to law enforcement. The statutes of limitation prevented them from charging USA Gymnastics officials who didn't immediately report suspected abuse to law enforcement. That angered Nassar victims who say the Carollis and USA Gymnastics should be held accountable for failing to protect young athletes, some of them Olympic champions who were under their supervision. But attorney John Manley, who represents many of the more than 300 accusers, said charging Larry Nassar with more crimes makes about as much sense as digging up Lee Harvey Oswald and charging him with JFK's murder. So he's saying that you got to charge some of these other people. Nassar, who had already pleaded guilty to molesting former patients in Michigan, was indicted by a Texas grand jury on 6 counts of sexual assault. Trainer Debbie Van Horn was charged with 1 count of sexual assault. The charges are leaked to 6 former patients who were treated at the Caroli Ranch in Huntsville, which was used as a training center by USA Gymnastics. The incidents date back to the early 2000s. Walker County DA David Weeks said it's still an open investigation. It's ongoing. But Assistant DA Stephanie Stroud said that at this point, the Carollis are off the hook. The Carollis were and remain fully cooperative, but there's no corroborative evidence of criminal conduct by Bella or Martha. Okay. Nassar survivors have been pushing for charges against the Carollis, saying the couple ignored all the signs of abuse and fostered a punishing atmosphere that made stressed-out gymnasts vulnerable to grooming by a cunning predator. In an interview with NBC News Dateline earlier this year, the Carollis said they had no idea that Nassar was abusing girls. Their attorney, David Berg, said that they had been, quote, exonerated. Exonerated? Would you say they've been exonerated? There's no comparison to what the girls have gone through, but Martha and Bella are also victims of Larry Nassar and Debbie Van Horn. Oh, my goodness. We're going to portray those two as victims? They were engaged in every element of the women's gymnastic training program. It was their ranch. They were as engaged as can be. And they knew nothing at all? Nothing? They never had any hint from any girl or nothing? At the end of this article, Mr. Manley, the survivor's lawyer, said that he was gratified that Van Horn was charged, but maintains that's not near enough. Quote, there are at least 5 adults that were aware that Nassar was molesting little girls and failed to report it. The message to people who are in charge of protecting children is that in the state of Texas, if you fail to report molesters, nothing will happen to you.
Huh?
He's saying that, and I don't know whether in his inference in the 5 adults, he's including the Carollis, but I think that was his inference. I understand all that. It is almost, you may not be able to prove anything, and who knows, maybe they really didn't know, but it is very counterintuitive to believe that. I guess all things are possible. Getting back to this list by the 4-letter network of the most exciting players for each of the top 25 teams. We've gone through 11. I think that 6 of them are already wrong. And this list gets worse from this point. Wait a minute. They've changed a couple of these from the other day.
Yeah.
I don't see any suggestion that they have revised this, but this looks like a revision to me. In any case, Notre Dame, they have Dexter Williams, the running back, says he averaged better than 9 yards per carry last year. I would say that Wimbush is the answer at Notre Dame, so I'm not buying that one either. Penn State, they have Trace McSorley. I would buy McSorley. I think McSorley's a talented college quarterback, tough guy, leader type, has really served Penn State well. I want to get back in this conversation a little bit later of teams that could join this mix in a new playoff age. If we're still keeping it 4 teams for the foreseeable future, where else were the annual contenders come from, or will they? You know, what other teams have a chance of becoming a regular suspect, a regular participant in the college football playoff? In any case, this list, and we'll get back to that in a little bit, Penn State, Trace McSorley, most exciting player. I would probably agree with that. Stanford, Bryce Love. Yeah. I mean, that seems pretty self-explanatory. I don't know how you would go with anyone else but Bryce Love. Although I have the feeling the other day that when I looked at this list, they did not have Bryce Love. Just a thought. Virginia Tech, Josh Jackson. It says Hokie fans can breathe a bit easier after the school cleared Jackson of an academic issue that briefly threatened his eligibility. This offense loses a lot, but regains a young quarterback who could blossom under Justin Fuente's tutelage. Good luck with that plan. Again, I am 50. I don't think there's going to be any blossoming. I think that, again, listen to what I'm saying, Ramon. I've said this 2 weeks ago. I'm saying it again now, just in case anyone's not clear on it. 629. I think that Josh Jackson will never have a year better than the year he had as a freshman. I don't think Josh Jackson is going to get appreciably better as the quarterback of Virginia Tech. I think he has an athletic, a talent ceiling that he cannot get better than, and I think he's already hit it. I don't think he's going to be a guy that gets better. In fact, I think he may get worse. So this notion that he's going to improve under Justin Fuente's tutelage, we'll see. I think by the end of the year, people are going to be asking questions about Justin Fuente. And I don't know that it'll be fair because, again, I think that long-term, Justin Fuente is going to turn out to be a good coach. But in the short term, he's the worst coach in that division. Sorry, he just is. And, you know, I've heard all sorts of nonsense about coaches over the years from people that have turned out to be 100% wrong, from, you know, Al Golden to Charlie Weiss to everything else. This guy is, I think Justin Fuente has ability, but I think it's going to take a while to prove it out. And Josh Jackson is, he's never going to be better than he was last year. He threw for 3,000 yards last year. He'll, in my opinion, he'll never be better than that. Watch his quarterback rating go down every single year. Stand by, watch it happen, because that's where we're going with Josh Jackson. I know people have a hard time seeing that, but you'll see it come this year. Again, I know everyone has him like 15th in the country. I put him 50th, and I think they'll be lucky to finish 50th. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge is a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. It's not like there are five lakes. There's one lake. And once they run out, they run out. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. It'll feature 118 residences, a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance. Owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it. Or in the case with most of the two- and three-bedroom units, they can lock off portions of their residence so they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms. Former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Don't snooze on this deal. You're running out of time. Trust me. Act today. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.